Hello, podcast world.
Happy Friday, gang. Do you know half of all bank robberies in the world happen on a Friday?
Do they really?
Do you reckon that's because back in the day, maybe you get paid and then it's the end of the pay week and it's like, oh man, struggling for 250K.
I need that extra 250K. I blew it all.
I'm going to break into a vault. Maybe.
Yeah. Do bank robbers, robberies happen really anymore? You know what I mean?
This is a great question.
Like, you know those old school movies where you see them going in with the masks on and the shotguns and it's like a bank heist and they go to the big vault? Is that a thing anymore?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
And also, if half of all bank robberies in the world are happening on a Friday, are like two rival gangs going at the same time? They're like, no, we shotgun today. You have to go?
It's the same.
You're the Wednesday gang.
Yeah, you're the Wednesday gang.
And there'd always be banks that are susceptible to getting done because they'd have the lowest security.
Oh, I know. You'd think, you know, once burnt, twice. You put some more security in.
Shame on me. Shame on you. Once bitten, twice. You put some more security on them. We're so wise.
Once bitten, twice shy. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, twice more security.
And it'd be harder to rob a bank in isolation now in 2020.
Totes. Oh, well, banks are still open.
Yeah.
Or would it be easier? Well, then, I guess you wouldn't have any hostages.
There'd be no one on the road, so you'd get away faster. But if they try to do a helicopter chase, they'd obviously see the one car on the road.
Yeah, going fast. Yeah.
Going really fast.
The car has a license plate. Cool, we got it.
We see him. He's the only one on the road. Oh, geez. Hey, what's on today's show, Jess? What have we got coming up?
We have got... Oh, Nick, you tried to toilet train the twins.
Oh, yeah. That was a disaster. And also, we've got a fun segment called I Don't Know Much, But
yes.
I Know... And then people just insert fact. It was very fun.
Mm. It was fun. We should bring that back.
Let's.
Why don't we ever do
that? When
we
get back from holidays on the 11th of May.
Until then, though, enjoy.
The long weekend, obviously, we had 4 days off. And there's this method called the 3-day toilet training method, where over the course of just 72 hours, you're supposed to be able to take your kid from not toilet trained to totally toilet trained.
In 3 days?
In 72 hours.
Surely not.
And the method is like really, really strict. And you've got to ask them every 5 minutes or so. We've got 2-year-old twins, 5 minutes or so, whether they need to go to the bathroom and to tell mummy and daddy when they need to go to the bathroom and then check if they're dry in their underpants and then reward them if they're dry in their underpants and say they're such a big girl, blah, 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 every 15 minutes.
So you take the nappies off?
Take the nappies off.
Oh, God.
Okay. So there were a couple of issues. I'll get to the worst one at the end. First one was that we wanted them to feel comfortable going to the toilet and feel as though it was something that they wanted to do. So every time that they either did ones or twos, we would give them a tiny little chocolate drop.
Oh my God, it's like training pets.
It really is.
It is like training a pet.
Yeah.
Problem was that they kind of got wind of how great this was, this system.
Of course.
And so every 10 minutes or so, they would go to the toilet and be like... And like try and squeeze out a drop of anything.
Just to get the reward.
Yeah.
My sister's kids did this and they get ice creams, a bigger reward. And so you've got the older sibling making the younger one on the toilet going, just do it. Do it. We need the ice creams.
And then the other issue was that they don't have very good concentration spans. And so even though you're asking them every 5-10 minutes, like, do you need to go to the toilet? Do you need to go to the toilet? Sometimes they either don't want to or just forget. Like, they're so ensconced in building a train track that they just wee. So we'd bought like 10.
It's exciting stuff.
We'd bought like 10 packs of underpants for each of them. And we got them to select their undies and all that kind of stuff. But we ran out of underpants. There were so many accidents and we couldn't wash them and dry them fast enough. So... It got to a point where we just had to have them pantsless in the house. And then it was so bad because the whole time we were just on poop drop watch. So every time they went over the rug, Georgette and I would just wait for them to, if they just stopped in their stride or whatever, we would lunge towards them and almost bodyguard style, kind of diving across the bullet, like... crash tackle them back onto the floorboard so that if they did one of their poos, it would at least be on the floorboards again.
Much easier cleanup. I appreciate it.
They're not on the carpet.
Sacrifice your own hands. I mean, you can wash their hands.
We can wash their hands. We've got hand sanitizer coming out the wazoo. But the rug, we don't want to have to do it. Or the couch.
Not like, enough nappy sand in the world. Yeah.
So they're not trained yet. It did the 72 hour thing didn't work.
So we got about 62 through and then we gave up because Otis in particular, our boy, he was just holding on. He was so scared of pooping in the toilet that he would just hold. And so we couldn't, he was starting to complain about a sore tummy because he was so
yes, mate, let
up.
It out.
Let it out. I'll give you a chocolate drop.
How much do you wish you could just reason them with them like adults? Come on, go to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know, what was the worst thing that happened to you during toilet training? If you can remember back to when you were toilet training your kids, or you're going through it at the moment. A lot of our friends were actually trying it on Easter weekend, and they were trying this 72-hour thing, which was hell, by the way, because you can't go anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
I remember
not with pantsless children.
No. I remember my mum vividly telling me that I had an issue urinating when I was a kid. I'd get stage fright. I was really embarrassed, and I didn't want to do it. Then I'd hold on to it, and then I'd like swell up and get sick. So she took me to a doctor. How's this? This is a true story. His name was Dr. Winkle.
Oh, mate.
Dr. Winkle played with little duckies tinkle. He got me going.
He got you going. He got me going. You trusted Dr. Winkle.
You trusted Dr. Winkle.
I mean, that's
Winkle.
A safe space.
Well, we spent the whole weekend watching Elmo singing a song called Potty Animal. It's this absolute bop. It's this rock and roll track. We might try and get it for you up next, but just like, I'm a potty animal, potty animal. It's like...
You're saying potty, yeah?
Potty.
Not
putty. Party.
131060. Worst thing that happened to you while toilet training, give us a call. Right now on 131060, we're talking change of pace, guys. The worst thing that happened to you while you were toilet training.
Yeah, and it was hard to pick the worst for me on the weekend. We tried the 72-hour method of toilet training our two-year-old twins. And look, among other things, we ran out of underpants because there were so many accidents. And so we were just kind of on poop drop watch whenever they went on the couch or the rug. But other highlights included...
When they're on the couch, were they just sitting in your cupped hands? Or like, how do you know if they're about to do it when they're sitting
on
the
couch? Well, surely they make a face.
Harriet has a poop face. Otis is more subtle.
Does Otis like go to the door like a puppy and try and scratch?
Well, Otis was much more blatant. So when he had time with pants off, he would genuinely walk up to your leg and hug it and go, pee on daddy. It's like, no, I'll take you to the bathroom.
Talia on Instagram has said the worst thing that happened to me when I was toilet training is that my son peed in the fridge.
Oh.
I mean, so at least he's going, just the wrong vehicle.
Wrong white good.
Nick, we've got the potty time song here. Do you want to play it?
Oh, this is from Sesame Street. This is Elmo. This is an absolute bop. This is the video we were watching on the weekend.
It's party time, just to let it go. It's party time, yeah, go with the flow. It's party time, you can do it, I know. Now, you might like your diaper, because it's what you've always had. But using your new potty can make you really...
How good is that?
Oh, man. Such a good song.
It's so catchy, isn't it?
It's great.
We should get that.
I want to play that.
Yeah.
I want to play that next. Jessica in Cessnock on 131060. Talk to us. Toilet training. What happened?
So it was Christmas Day, and so I just brought my son, like, brand new Converses. It was about to leave anyway. He was about two at the time, and he went upstairs to go to the toilet. But he was going through that phase where he was seeing things where he would try, he didn't know how to aim and that, so he would try different ways. And obviously I'm a female and his dad's not around. So he actually stood on top of the seat, but then slipped in, one foot in and one foot out, but then proceeded to actually still go to the toilet.
While his foot was in the toilet.
Yeah. But then the worst thing about it is that I seen him and then I had to run for my phone to go get my, I didn't help him. I was in fits of laughter. And then I had to go get my phone and take a photo, and then I helped him out. And still to this day, when it comes up in memories, I still sit there and think, like, they were like that. I threw the Converses out. Because it was
that is the number one conundrum as a parent, I think. Like, help or capture?
Always capture.
Just like, are they hurt at all? They don't appear to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my phone.
Shani is in Bolwara. Good morning, Shani.
Hi. Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, thank you. What is the worst thing that happened when you were trying to toilet train?
Look, I work in childcare, so I could tell you 100 of the worst stories, but or more. But just over the weekend, we decided to get a puppy, and about a week ago, and my 2.5-year-old, who is now toilet trained, decided that she was going to start weeing and pooing in the yard.
Oh, brilliant.
Because the dog was getting treats, so why can't she?
And, here you go, you got a schmacko as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is she scratching the door to get out?
A little bit.
If she starts digging a hole and then burying it, I'll be very impressed.
And Shani, sincerely, if you're in childcare, you're doing a great job. So thank you so much at the moment. Emma in Maitland, what was the worst thing that happened to you while you were toilet training?
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so we toilet trained by a three-year-old last year, and we had this beautiful bath mat, which we just bought, which I absolutely loved, and I hate washing it. And as we all know, when they start to go, they can't stop. So my son proceeded to pee. I didn't know what to do but to protect the mat, so I held out both my hands and caught all of it and then thought, what am I supposed to do with it? So I chucked it down the drain. In the meantime, my partner has rocked up to the door looking at me midstream, catching the urine in my hand. This is the honest moment. And the worst part is I got that excited because he's my only child about toilet training, is that every time he would go to the toilet, he'd say, Mum, I'll go to the toilet, but please don't clap and cheer.
We're playing our brand new game, which is called I don't know much,
but I know. All right, it's a pretty basic game. So the way you play is, we play that. You've got to have a fact ready to go on 13 10 60, and you sing it after that, so we can insert it into the song. Should I do mine again?
Please, yeah, absolutely. Do yours again, because
we didn't drill down on it.
Upon reflection, there was a little bit to unpack.
All right, here we go. I don't know much, but I know. When getting a lap dance in Ohio, strippers aren't allowed to touch you unless you're an immediate relative.
That may be all I need.
That is all kinds of weird, isn't it?
Mate, what does that mean? If your sister's giving you a lap dance, then you can touch
her. That's legal.
Oh my God.
I know. And I don't know if it's blood relative or if you can marry into being lap danced on.
Oh, like step sister. You're technically not related.
And then immediate relative is like a second cousin. So yeah, out.
Second.
No touchy touchy. No.
I've got one. Can I play along?
Right. Oh, yes.
Before we get to the good people in Newcastle. I don't know much. But I know. The average person will spend 6 months of their life waiting for lights to turn green.
And that may be all I need to know.
Oh, we have got so many conversation starters for the weekend. This is fantastic. Liz is in Rathmines. Good morning, Liz.
Hi.
You understand what you need to do?
Yes, mine's very short and sweet, but we love it.
All right, we'll belt it out, Liz. Only here
condition,
we go.
The only condition is you sing it, Liz. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
After the song, good luck. Here we go. I don't know much,
but I know. I ran out of toilet paper.
That may be all I need.
Do you know what? Melodically, that's been the best one we've
had. I agree. Maybe
try
LD in Mayfield.
She really respected Aaron Neville's
melody.
Sorry,
I'm so nervous. I think, holy crap, I've got to sing this.
Mate, Liz, you bloody nailed that, girlfriend. Thank you so much for making this the best radio segment ever.
All right, let's go to Bar Beach. Kiani, do you understand how the game works?
Yep, I got it. I'm
all right,
ready.
Here we go.
Here we go. I don't know much,
but I know. I will definitely be bailing on my plans this weekend. That may be
all I need to know. Oh, what did you have planned?
Maybe what Keanu's friends need to know.
Yeah, if you're going to hang out with her this weekend, she's not attending.
All right, Jack in Wall's End, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You get it? You get it?
I get it.
Do you love it?
Okay.
Great.
Where's the passion, Jack? Do you love it?
Okay.
Jack.
Let's play the audio and see if his phone's cut out or if he doesn't love it.
Unfortunately, Jack's not too good in the moment, but that's all we need to do here. Anyway, good luck, Jack. I don't know much,
but I know that all sons are taller than their mothers. That may be
all I need to know. Hey, that's a great one. Is that true?
I don't know. It sounds true, though. I haven't found anyone that proves it wrong.
Do not lie to us through song.
We're taking your word for it.
Sucko, are you taller than your mum? Because that would prove it for sure.
Oh, Zig.
Boom, he's got me.
Jack wins the game. Yeah.
And you know what, Jack? I am. Thanks, champ.